Thought today was a nice day for our entire team, especially for our fans, and we felt their energy. Thought today was a really clear example where our team, we do recognize we're all an extension of one another. This week we talked about running with emphasis, and it wasn't just for the offensive line. It was the way we want to carry out our fakes. It was the way receivers needed to run. And defensively, it was going to be the way we could run and hit. And I thought that was at hand today. We saw that. We talked about finishing, and we knew that was going to be an important part. They had 13 points. So I told the defense at the half, you know, what a good opportunity we have here. So I think they ended up with four punts in the second half, which was good. So now that that's out, the focus goes right back to the division. That's what we told the team in the locker room today, and that's where our attention will go. We have a shorter week, and we'll start the preparation for that tomorrow. So with that, I'll open up to your questions regarding the game.
Coach, please don't listen to that. You guys had to come out and not pay attention to their record and play to your standard. It looked like they did that right away.
I think when you get into December football, you better do that. And knowing that every time that you get a chance to go battle, you have your intent right and your game right. Our preparation, you know, for this game began way back early in the week. And our emphasis on improvement, it showed. We thought we'd have some looks in the run game. And for us, that was an important part of this game. We thought that would be the case. It was good to see our offensive line and our run game take control, which they did today.
And the player Freeman and Coleman running through those holes.
I think just a real aggressive style. You know, honestly, when we play, you know, knowing where our fits are to go hit it, and we put that foot in the ground, you go get vertical. I think there were some great examples of that where Free sometimes can set himself apart is when he gets to the next level and can try and break a guy off who's got good leverage on him. He's got such good change of direction that helps him a bunch. But overall, I was pleased with the line. I thought, you know, their intent getting out, coming in ready to play. I felt the energy from our team all the way coming right out of the locker room. Yeah, Hooper, we'll find out more for tomorrow. But past that, Devondre Campbell was one who wasn't able to return today. So we'll give you some updates for the week. We're doing that's part of it, and it's rough, and it's a bummer for those guys. And we have a number of guys who are ready if called upon. And so we'll take it through the week as we get ready to play. Well, I thought the first thing with Keanu was the physicality that he showed again, and that's really his style, and his identity in that way has totally shown up for us. He's one of our better tacklers. He has a real clear understanding of strike zone hitting. We put him in a good bit of time today in some man-to-man coverage against tight ends and wide receivers, and he answered those challenges. So I just keep seeing his arrow, you know, and his trending going up. I'd have to go back and look at it. I definitely felt his presence, and we knew we'd put him in some man-to-man quite a bit today. So I certainly felt the physicalness, you know, that he wanted to bring to the game. His intent was right, and I thought really all the DBs in general. We knew how good this team was running it. They're one of the better teams in the NFL in running the football. Hyde came off a terrific performance last week. Kaepernick has the ability to run it. So we knew this was a running team, and we'd better be on point with our tackling, and that's definitely Keanu's kind of game. Well, I wasn't aware of that number, but that's normal for how we like to operate. We want to attack, you know, and spread the field and attack in all phases. So we thought we'd have some opportunity to run it. Oftentimes, you have to be able to throw it in order to run it. I know that may sound unusual, but having that ability to have them play some two-deep looks allows us to run it better. So when those two are working in concert, that's when we're at our best. I think our identity is getting closer. We're not there yet, but it first starts in the locker room. And that connection, how hard you want to play for one another, I have felt that. We certainly realize we're an extension of one another. The next thing is our, you know, appreciation of going after the football defensively and taking care of it offensively. So to be in the plus turnover margin, that's always the goal. And today we were zero. We lost one down. We were able to get a fumble recover earlier. But having a real awareness for the football and playing with that kind of toughness, knowing that the players are an extension of one another, that is definitely part of the identity that Arthur and I spoke about a few years ago.
Two games left in the season, and you've already set a team scoring record today. Is that part of the game maybe above the pace that you might have expected?
Yeah, it was nothing that you know, we really talked about in terms of stats. Those are excellent discussions for in the postseason and in the offseason, excuse me. what it comes down to is getting ready each and every week and going to battle for it. We recognize we got some explosive guys offensively. So for that, you know, those numbers are nice. But honestly, it just goes right into the next game. And so that's honestly where we don't discuss those quite a bit. No, I knew Matt Ryan was here, but I was certainly not promising that.
Coach, I'm sorry if you already talked about this, but Devontae had the fumble, but he came right back.
Yeah, I think it showed a lot of grit. If I could tell you how determined he looked after that, and knowing, you know, we've been very good at running back this year in terms of our ability to take care of the ball. So I wouldn't say he was frustrated, but I would say he was motivated. So when his opportunity came again to close and finish, that's exactly the grit and toughness that I expect from him. I thought Al showed a lot of toughness, too. He took some real physical hits. And, you know, for Al, you know, good catches in traffic, physical plays, breaking tackles. It's a real strength at that receiver group. You know, for us to have the kind of day we did today without Julio in there shows the readiness of the other players from Gabriel and Robinson when their time's called. Williams, I thought, was an example of that last week. So it's for sure one of our strengths. They're a very competitive group. And from being around them, you guys know that. The standard for them, you know, is the same. And I thought Al did a real good job demonstrating that today. He had an excellent week of practice, and I'm not surprised that he played well today. In fact, I brought that up to Raheem on Wednesday and Thursday. I said, I feel the intent coming out of 19, you know, in terms of his work ethic at practice, the discipline in the routes. I saw it from Julio, them talking about certain routes on Thursday at practice, going through some of the things. So although who wasn't playing, he was certainly connected not only to the team but to the receivers, imparting some of the things that he knows that would be important to Al. Those are the things I look for as a coach. And it wasn't just from Julio. It's, you know, when you see in practice guys running sprints on their own, doing those kind of things, showing how far they're willing to go for one another. I think Julio is a good example of that. I think we got a long ways to go. I like our run and hit factor. Our communicating is getting better. But until, you know, we're all over the ball and we're getting turnovers like crazy, the speed of it you feel. And I think our arrow is definitely going up because of the communication. And communication and just, you know, directing a guy what to do. It's passing that information along to the guy that's next to you. And that's where we make the calls come to life. I've been very impressed over the last few weeks with Deion Jones. I felt his presence at practice. I felt his, you know, where he found his voice, so to speak. I know he has a voice, but a voice where you can get information out to other guys. I've always felt that from Ricardo Allen, and I like the way we're, you know, moving the guys inside the defensive line and trying to feature guys in the best way. We're hopeful to get Claiborne back soon. I think he'll be a good addition into that group and into that rotation when he can. So we got a lot of things to look forward to defensively. You know, as we'll go back and look through it, but we knew this was going to be a team that could run it, and that's certainly one of, you know, Sheed's strengths. So for him to, you know, step up and have the, you know, the sack that he did, he was very excited about that, and as all the linemen do. But, you know, it was good to see him battle, and I think his play over the last few weeks has really improved. It's been, you know, difficult for him at times where he was inactive or playing, and he's the one that made, you know, the real, you know, I'm putting a line in the sand to see how good I can get and how good I can play. So I'm pleased for him.
How are you with getting Julio back to Carolina?
Great. Oh, I'm hopeful that he is back. So I think that he will, and we're going to take it all the way through, you know, practice Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we'll have a good shot. But I am hopeful for that. I can't say it's for sure until he can explode like he can, but I think he's a heck of a lot closer than he has been over the last 2 weeks.
It's kind of rare in the NFL to see your starting quarterback rested in the fourth quarter two straight weeks. What does that show you about the maturity of your team that they took care of business?
Yeah, that we were looking for that. And when those opportunities come, you couldn't think of anybody better than Matt Schaub, who could orchestrate and organize, you know, the offense like we do. So we're very fortunate to have Matt Schaub, you know, on our team. He's been someone that behind the scenes has been a very important role on our team. If I could tell you the looks that he gives on practice, you can imagine having a quarterback of his caliber throwing on the scout team. He throws some good ones. And he honestly, you know, makes the defense work. So it's not something that we talk about a lot, but he's somebody that our team certainly has a lot of respect for. So that wasn't directly, you know, related to your question, but it is unusual, and we were fortunate we were able to do that today.